Hello, word nerds. Welcome to this episode of the podcast called The Dictionary. All right, let's see. We got some fun stuff at the end of this episode, so just you wait. First word is braid, B-R-A-I-D. First form verb from before the 12th century. We are starting with transitive, and I think it's only transitive. 1A. All right, this is getting a little ridiculous, all this yawning baloney. 1A, to make from braids, as in braid a rug. 1B, to form three or more strands into a braid. I know how to do three, but I think anything more than that, it gets super complicated, right? But, you know, very difficult, but also very cool. I've seen bread braided, which is cool. Challah bread. Five, though, that seems, it's like juggling. Three is hard. Anything more than that is just ridiculous. Okay, number two, to do up the hair by interweaving three or more strands. Three, synonyms are mix and intermingle, as in braid fact with fiction. Four, to ornament, especially with ribbon or braid. Braider is a noun. This is from Middle English, breyden, B-R-E-Y-D-E-N, which means to move suddenly, snatch, plait. From Old English, bregdan, akin to the Old High German breton, which means to draw, and then in parentheses, a sword. Not to draw a picture, it's to draw a sword. All right, that was that for that one. Now we have the second form of braid. It is a noun from 1530, 1A. A length of braided hair. My sister had very long hair when she was younger, and she finally cut it when she was probably a teenager, but she left one little part of the really, really long hair, and I think it went down to her knees. It was very long, so she always had this very skinny braid for a long, long time. Okay, 1B, a cord or ribbon having usually three or more component strands forming a regular diagonal pattern down its length, especially a narrow fabric of intertwined threads used especially for trimming. Number two, are we on number two? Yeah, number two, high-ranking naval officers. All right. Now we have, we are at the top of the second column of page 149, for those who care. Now we have braided, adjective from the 15th century, 1A, made by intertwining three or more strands. 1B, ornamented with braid. 2, forming an interlacing network of channels, as in a braided river. Now we have braiding. It is a noun from the 15th century, something made of braided material. Next is braille, B-R-A-I-L. It is the first form, noun from the 15th century. 1, a rope fastened to the leech of a sail and used for hauling the sail up or in. Leech is L-E-E-C-H. Sail, it's like the sail of a boat, S-A-I-L. Number 2, a drip net with which fish are hauled aboard a boat from a purse scene or trap. Why was that so hard? I mean, I said it kind of slowly, so I got it out, but it was kind of hard to say. A dip, it's words that I don't usually read together. A dip net with which fish are hauled aboard a boat from a purse scene or trap. Scene, S-E-I-N-E. All right. You know, people who fish and sail know all about those things. So this is from Anglo-French braille, B-R-A-I-E-L, which means belt, strap, braille. Alternative of the old French brauel, B-R-A-I-U-E-L, which means belt, probably ultimately from the Latin braca, which means pit. And I sneezed. Good times. Braca in Latin means pants, and there's more at the word breech, B-R-E-E-C-H. All right, next is the second form of braille. It is a transitive verb from 1625. 1, to take in a sail by the brails. 2, to hoist fish, that's an example, by means of a braille. All right, Next is the fun one. I think it's fun, at least. It is Braille again, but it is spelled B-R-A-I-L-L-E, noun from 1853. And this is a system of writing for the blind that uses characters made up of raised dots. I'm sure most or all of you have heard of this. You've probably seen it. You probably were like, whoa, I don't know how to do that. But, you know, I think we should all learn it, actually, because you never know when you're going to go blind. Braille is also a transitive verb. Braillist is a noun. That's probably the one who maybe writes the Braille or reads the Braille. I don't know. This is from Louis Braille, or Louis Braille. That was his last name. He invented it. So now I am going to, well, actually, I'll just do this at the end. We've got one more. It is Braille writer. So it's the word Braille and then writer, like you're writing on a piece of paper. It's all one word. This is the last one of the episode. Noun from 1942, a machine for writing Braille. So it's like a typewriter, but instead of letters, it types the Braille letters. So I am going to now describe to you this Braille alphabet, which I started to teach myself just the numbers. When I would take the train into the city when I was going to college, the train numbers, or each train car had a number, and there was a little plaque that would say the number by the doors, but then it also said it in Braille. And so I actually taught myself just the numbers 0 through 9. But I never taught myself all of the letters, and there's a couple other ones as well. Actually, I did teach myself one of those. Okay, so I will describe this to you. There are 6 dots in 3 rows of 2 dots. So there's 2 in the top row, 2 in the middle row below, and then at the very bottom, there's 2 more. They all have those 6 dots, but it's which dots are actually raised. You know, it's the 6 dots that they use as a base. So the way I'm going to describe this, I mean, you can go look this up, whatever, but I'm just doing this for my own fun. The way I'm going to describe this is I'm going to number those 6 dots, 1, 2 in the first row, 3, 4 in the second row, and 5, 6. And I'm going to say the number of which dot is actually raised or, you know, actually being used to create that letter or number. So for instance, the letter A is just dot 1. That's the only dot that is being shown. This is also number 1. So A through J are actually 1 through 9, and then 0 is J. So they're the same. And there's another character called the numeral sign, which is actually shown before the numbers to say, hey, these next things that you see, these are numbers, because if the numeral sign wasn't there, they would just be the letters A through J. But yeah. All right. So A1 is number 1. B, or 2, is dots 1 and 3. So it's the 2 on the left in the first 2 rows. I should also point out that these first 10 characters only use the top 4 dots. They completely ignore dots 5 and 6. All right, so that makes things a little bit easier. Okay, so B, or 2, is the left 2 dots 1 and 3. C, or 3, uses dots 1 and 2, so it's just the top 2. D, or 4, is dots 1, 2, 4. So it creates this sort of, it's a corner. It's the top right corner, 3 dots. E, or 5, is dots 1 and 4, so they create kind of like a diagonal. F, or 6, is dots 1, 2, 3, so they create the top left corner. There is a pattern to this, by the way. G, or 7, is all 4 dots. 1, 2, 3, 4. So it's a square. H, or 8, is dots 1, 3, and 4. So this creates the bottom left corner. I, or 9, is dots 2 and 3. So it creates the opposite diagonal that E, or 5, does. J, or 0, is dots 2, 3, 4. So this creates the bottom right corner. So the way that I sort of train myself to learn these 10 is, you know, the first one's pretty easy. It's just the first dot. It's 1, or A. Then they have, let's see. Now, they don't have that one in there, which I think is kind of interesting. But anyway, B or 2 is a vertical line on the left. C or 3 is a horizontal line on the top. And then 4, 6, 8, and 0 are corners. It's the top right corner, and then the top left corner, and then the bottom left corner, and then the bottom right corner. So it's the even numbers 4, 6, 8, 0. Then 5 and 9 are the two different diagonals. And then 7 is all 4. All right. So, you know, you train yourself to learn those. But now we got the rest of the letters. These ones use all 6 dots. By the way, the numeral sign, to say that those numbers are numbers and not letters, uses dots 2, 4, 5, and 6. So it looks like an L, a capital L, but backwards. So here we go. We're going to do now K through Z. K is 1 and 5. I'm going to do this kind of quickly. 1 and 5. L is 1, 3, 5. M is 1, 2, 5. N is 1, 2, 4, 5. O is 1, 4, 5. P is 1, 2, 3, 5. Q is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. R is 1, 3, 4, 5. S is 2, 3, 5. T is 2, 3, 4, 5. U is 1, 5, 6. V is 1, 3, 5, 6. I hope you got a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil or something, and you're writing this all down because, it, you know, you'll learn it better that way. I think I said V, so we are now on W. 2, 3, 4, 6. And I don't know yet. I have to figure out what the pattern is, but I think there is a flow, a pattern of how these are being used, sort of. I don't know exactly. I wanna learn this. All right. X, 1, 2, 5, 6. Y, 1, 2, 4, 5, 6. Z, or Z, 1, 4, 5, 6. And then there's one more character, which is a capital sign to denote probably the beginning of a sentence or, you know, or the of somebody's name. There's a capital. And that just uses dot 6 all by itself. So what I noticed was that they don't have one that is dots. I guess it would be 2 and 4. So it would be the horizontal line. Oh, you know, I bet I know why. Because it's the same as B or 2, but you don't necessarily, it's such a tiny difference between the left side and the right side that you wouldn't necessarily know if it's B or 2 or something else. I just answered my own question. So these have to be incredibly unique. All right, well, that was fun. Now I have to go and memorize this all, and then I have to actually put my fingers on Braille so to see if I can do it. If I can read it. So we had braid, braided, braiding, Braille, Braille, spelled differently, and Braille writer. Well, I am going to pick, I'll just pick Braille as the word of the episode, the one with the letters for the blind, because thankfully somebody created a way that blind people could read. Otherwise they would have to have somebody read to them. So that was a very good invention, and I'm glad that it is here. And, I think that's good. All right. I will talk to you later. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.